So let me ask you this question. Have you ever been in a situation before, whether personal or business, where you walked up to somebody, asked them to buy your product, buy your service, go on a date with you, or you had an outcome in mind, you know, something that you desired? You walked up to somebody and you kindly asked them, or during a sales presentation, you asked them to enroll in your product, your service, your opportunity, go on a date with you, and you didn't get the response you really were looking for? Or maybe you heard flat out no? Well, let me ask you this. How powerful would it be for you if you knew what to say in literally almost every situation? And what if we took it one step further? Not just even knowing what to say, what if you could actually get in their mind and figure out why they said what they said? And most importantly, how to get them to say what you desire for them to say so you could make more sales, build more empowering relationships, and really get past people's biggest hurdle, themselves. You and I both know that most people in this world have an innate ability to say no to things way before they understand all the details, way before they know everything about it. They just flat out say they're not interested. And they give you a variety of excuses like, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I'm just not interested, come back to me later, you have no idea what's going on in my life. We've all heard all of these excuses and many, many more. I know if I asked you, you could read them off to me right now, the ones you've just heard in the last week. Well, this audio was designed for one thing in mind, to give you an arsenal of things that you can say and a better understanding of why human beings say what they say in specific situations. Just like all of the audios and courses I've done, I'm less focused on what makes sense and I'm very focused on what works. People say to me all the time, if you could just give me one or two tools that I can use right now, that's going to assist me with my business. Well, during this audio, you're going to get a multitude of tools that you can take away and, as I said earlier, start using immediately. This is not an audio of rebuttals. It's really a way for you to understand what a person is really saying and really open up their mind to get them to make a new decision. Because isn't that what life is about? It's about getting people to make the decision that you desire for them to make or the best decision for their life. Let's get real honest for a second. I know that if you're listening to this audio, you're probably a person of extreme value. You as a person have a lot to offer another person, whether it's your business, whether it's your product, whether it's a service, or whether it's just you. You know that you have a lot to offer. Yet when you come across somebody and they kind of put their shield up to you and they don't want to hear it, we know that we have to get across to that person. Just like I share in the Rapid Rapport audio, people have a deep down belief that people are out to get them. So what do people do? Instead of saying yes to things they desire, they immediately say no. Let me think about it. And the dreaded, I don't have the money, I don't have the time. Can you call me back later? I'd love to do this, but you know, can you get back to me later? Oh, that sounds good. You know, the kiss of death. Oh, you know, if you would have came to me a week ago, maybe I would have been interested, but things have changed. We all hear this stuff all the time. If you got a pen and paper, write this down. People's experience equals their reality. Things that they're experiencing currently and the experiences they've had in the past equal the reality that they're currently having. So even if they're interested in your product, someone told them somewhere, sometime, don't buy from a person like you. Don't take a step like this. Don't make a decision too soon. And people are what I call flea trained. And what I mean by flea trained is, let's just say for example, you had a bunch of fleas. I don't know if you've ever seen fleas before, but they fly around and you know the pesky things get on your animals and you got to get them removed. So let's say you take a handful of fleas and you put them in a jar. And the top of the jar is aerated, the little holes in the top of the jar. Let's say they were only in there for a few minutes. You take off the lid real quickly, most of the fleas are going to fly out. But let's just say you left that lid on for a little while and you watch those fleas. You would notice them banging against the side of the container. You'd notice them banging against the top, attempting to get out. Let's say a couple of days went by. Most of the fleas would be sitting near the bottom of the jar. Even after a couple of hours and a day maybe of them attempting to get out, what happens is the fleas give up. So even if you were to take the lid off the top of the jar, what's amazing is the fleas wouldn't even fly away because they feel like just because they couldn't get out earlier, they can't get out now. Most people in life are flea trained. They say no to things so quickly because they've been told they're supposed to. They've been told by their parents, by friends, by society that people are out to get you. Say no, don't jump too quickly, don't make a decision too quickly because you may choose incorrectly. See, the world around us has trained people to live in fear and to not make quick decisions. Our job as salespeople, communicators, people that influence other people, is to teach people how to make these empowering decisions to get what they truly desire in life. To really show people that, just like the flea example, if we take off the lid, that they can still fly away. Think about this for a second. Has anyone really ever told you outright the word no? You know, the word N-O. Well, your first answer would be yes. I've heard no hundreds of times, Mike. If I collect enough no's, I'm going to get yeses. Yeah, we've all heard that. But let me ask you this. Has anyone really told you no? Or have they given you a pretty good excuse why they can't? You know these excuses. I've mentioned it before. I don't have the time. I don't have the money and blah, blah, blah. Over the last several years at my company, the Human Communications Institute, we have realized that there is a variety of excuses that people give and reasons why they have to say no, yet people typically never use the word no. Now, a lot of times we feel this rejection, we think we don't want to get no from somebody, but most people typically don't say no. What they do is they give you an excuse of why they can't, but the word no typically doesn't come up. We all have that fear of rejection. We don't want to be rejected, and we're so worried about getting the word no, yet the word no typically never surfaces. An excuse does. Like I tell all the sales teams that I work with, keep a Q-tip in your pocket. And Q-tip stands for quit taking it personally. Way too many people take way too many things personally, and typically it never has anything to do with you. It has to do with their past experiences. We came up with a list of the biggest responses that people give why they can't do something, whether it's a person's business or personal life. And on this audio, you're going to learn what's typically going on in the mind of a person who says these responses and how to handle them and get the result that you're truly looking for. Because in life, we're either getting results or reasons. And all reasons typically are as excuses of why we can't do something. Our job is to now get more results. Grab a pen and paper if you got it and allow yourself to grow. When you're done with this audio, you're truly going to know what to say when. So let's go do it together.